This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. This morning we debut a new program, The Author's Page, with host Jody Sims. Each Sunday morning, The Author's Page will tell the story of a Tennessee author. This morning, we hear about author Michael Llewellyn.
Michael Llewellyn is the author of 22 books under various pen names and in many genres, including historical fiction, time travel, mystery, adventure, and nonfiction travel. Llewellyn is a native of Fountain City, Tennessee, and comes from a long line of Southern authors. One of his direct descendants is Philip Walker, who lived in the 1600s, and whose work, Captain Pearse and His Courageous Company, is one of America's first epic poems. Llewellyn's maternal grandmother, Eula Langford Brooks, was also a published novelist. But perhaps his most famous relative is his cousin, James Agee, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his novel, A Death in the Family. After growing up in Tennessee, Llewellyn moved to New York's Greenwich Village, where he lived for 20 years, working as an advertising copywriter by day and writing novels in his spare time. By the end of the 1970s, he had authored 4 historical romances under the pen name Maggie Lyons. In 1992, Llewellyn left New York and relocated to the French Quarter of New Orleans. Several books emerged from his time there, among them Twelfth Night, a historical novel which turned the elegant Creole world of 1857 New Orleans inside out as he explored a dark underbelly of that society and the exotic caste system of the free people of color. A few years later, Creole Sun was published. This book trailed French painter Edgar Degas on an 1872 visit to his New Orleans family, hurling him into the horrors of post-Civil War Reconstruction and forever changing his painting style. Another book of note is Llewellyn's 2016 book of historical fiction called The Goat Castle Murder, which focuses on a sensational real-life crime in 1932 Natchez, Mississippi. It's a bizarre tale involving European royalty, Southern aristocracy, and a U.S. president. Like finding a lover, choosing the right subject for historical fiction is as unexpected as it is irresistible, says Michael Llewellyn. Your journey together is filled with surprises, excitement, and disappointment, and the ending is rarely predictable. Once your characters are fleshed out, they will tell the story for you, and if you're honest with them, the results are pure joy. Michael Llewellyn is now married and lives in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where he has ventured into yet another new genre, Southern humor. Published in 2018, Unrefined Sugar is a novel loosely based on his colorful 1950s childhood in Tennessee. Here's how the author describes Unrefined Sugar. If you're ready to party with some steel magnolias, designing women, and Tennessee Williams, grab this book along with a julep and some bug spray and head out to the veranda for a trip to Meander, Tennessee, circa 1957. Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. You can find more information at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.